gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, December 17th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Winding down the lame duck session, finishing it up this week, the majority of the work may or may not be back in session on Monday. Depends on how much they get done today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Preparing for the session to get officially in starting tomorrow, Wednesday. Then they're going to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday because of the five-day layover process, and may have to come back on Monday to wrap up the year. Well, one Democrat continues to be a major pain in Speaker of the House Joe Tate's hind end, the infamous Karen Widsett from Detroit. She, of course, remember, made headlines when she got the China virus, was on her deathbed, heard Donald Trump talk about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. She told her doctor to prescribe those for her. It basically saved her life. She went to the Oval Office and met with Donald Trump, thanking him for sharing that information, saving her life. Well, she made some news yesterday afternoon. She said she will not take another vote in the lame duck session until a supplemental spending bill is taken up on the House floor, setting aside money for the districts of all 110 members. For the districts of all 110 members. Widsett was upset that numerous caucus members had been lied to by House Speaker Joe Tate about under what circumstances their priorities could be taken up for a vote. Widsett said she doesn't trust the speaker to take up a final spending bill for the year. So until she sees the supplemental that gives members a reason to come to the floor, she's not coming. Even if the speaker were to declare the call of the House, which compels members within the state of Michigan boundaries to appear on the House floor or risk police action, which it said. If that happens, I will sit there, but I'm not going to push any buttons. Well, that causes problems for the Democrats in these remaining bills. Why? because they have 56 Democrats. Karen Whitsitt is one of them. If she refuses to vote, they're going to be at 55. The only way they're going to get any of these bills passed is to have a Republican cross over and replace Whitsitt. Well, on top of this development, no decision has been made about whether the House Republicans will continue to sit out the session and protest over the majority's alleged unwillingness to negotiate over the tipped wage situation. Whitsitt's statement came after she left the chamber 10 p.m. Friday night due to not feeling well. But she feels like she's been strung along by the speaker, who has screwed over many members in this chamber. We'll continue. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you
deep. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Kind of an interesting development down in Lansing on Friday, 10 p.m., getting ready to wrap things up. Well, the Republicans had already left the chamber. The main reason was because Joe Tate, Speaker of the House, refused to bring up any legislation to fix the tipped wage law. Republicans left. They were down to 56 Democrats sitting there basically by themselves, not one Republican on the House floor. But all of a sudden, Whitsitt wasn't feeling well. So because she wasn't feeling well, she also felt that the Speaker, Joe Tate, had screwed over many of the Democrats on their bills. She said, that's it. And she left. Well, she went to the hospital because she wasn't feeling well. She said she had multiple days of migraine headaches and was generally feeling off. She knew something was wrong. She went to the hospital. Friday night, they ran tests on Karen Whitsitt. And they found out that, in fact, a blood clot passed through her heart. Whitsitt told MERS News Service, if that blood clot would have stopped my heart, I would have died. Once Whitsitt departed, the chamber was left with 55 Democrat members. Since the Republicans were gone, they walked out in protest. So without a majority of Democrat members present, the House no longer had a quorum and adjourned for the weekend. Now, the way the schedule is set up, today, they're lining up all the bills. Technically, they're scheduled to start session tomorrow and Thursday, and perhaps finish up, hopefully, try to finish up on Friday. But Whitsitt said because many Democratic caucus members had their bills killed last week, the only thing they can bring back home to their districts now is money. And that requires a supplemental spending bill. They weren't able to deliver on any of their agenda policy items, said Whitsitt. So now, show us the money. Speaker Joe Tate told reporters on Friday that he doesn't foresee any other session days being added to the calendar. One other House Democratic source said in response, you've got to give people a reason, some type of incentive to show up. With several House Democrats not having legislation in the Senate to bargain with. The source argued that it'll be a hard time for some members to stay motivated. You think? You killed their bills. You're not willing to take up their agenda items. And you're not giving anything in return. See, that's how lawmakers down in Lansing, that's how they operate, folks. If you're going to take something, you got to give me something. So what is it that you're going to give? Well, one of the other Democrats besides Karen Whitsitt, State Representative Joey Andrews, Democrat of St. Joseph, who said he did everything Speaker Joe Tate told him earlier this year that he needed to do to get his short-term rental regulation bill on the board. But then the rug was pulled out from him under him at the last minute. After 2 years of work, I had 60 votes in the House, meaning 56 Democrats and 4 Republicans. He said, I even had Senate support. I'd done everything the Speaker asked me to do. I had stakeholders on board. they fully funded Pure Michigan. But when I told him we could go on the board, the speaker told me no. The bill wasn't going to go up on the board because he, the speaker, didn't want it to pass. Well, Andrews came back to the speaker and said, well, then you lied to me. Andrews then went on social media over the weekend to declare that the speaker, Joe Tate, had been the reason nothing has gotten done in the House this year. Joe Tate lacks the quality of leadership, he wrote. In that deficit exists fecklessness, indecision, and indifference. Many wonder at the motives of politicians that are in this case. I can say with certainty, mediocrity won the day, quote unquote, he said on social media. Asked what type of reaction he's received from the Post, Andrews said it's been mostly supportive and positive. Well, Tate, Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, has made it known that he is exploring a run for Detroit mayor. Karen Whitsett is supporting city council member Fred Durhall and is running for his city council seat this year. Coming up this year, he's running for it and very well may consider running for mayor as well after the new year. Well, speaking after session on Friday, Tate pointed to the more than 50 pieces of legislation the House passed to the Senate. Everything from opening up a pair of pension systems, health care, and other issues. You name it, we did it, and frankly, we've been doing it since 2023, was Tate's quote to the media. Asked to opine on the developing situation, State Representative Peter Herzberg, Democrat of Westland, said Joe Tate does a great job as Speaker. He has always been open and honest and makes sure to listen to everyone's concerns. The problem in this lame duck is that we're having a hard time getting all 56 of us to agree. When you have members threatening not to come to the House floor to vote because they don't have consensus on their own legislation, it makes things much more difficult. Tate and his team did everything they could on Friday to build consensus on a certain vote, and that caused delays. Well, you can't blame the speaker for that, said Herzberg. Now, one of the things, I stopped to read that last sentence over again because I want to make sure I'm clear on this point. One thing you have to understand, this is a situation where the lame duck is basically falling apart. Everybody is asking for something. Whether their bills get put back up on the board, put into the agenda or not, is going to determine whether or not they get all of their agenda policy items passed this week. But it's looking like they're not going to be able to do it. And honestly, that's a good thing for the state of Michigan. Because so many of these bills are just radical agenda items. Well, that led to the next story. Are the House Democrats losing faith in Speaker Joe Tate? It is said that leading a legislative caucus can be like herding cats, except cats are less likely to carry grudges. That could describe the occurrences on any day of the year. However, on the heels of the House Democrats' unsuccessful 24 election effort, this most recent election, this most recent election, November 5th, 2024, has changed the mood of the soon-to-be minority party and has completely stolen their unity, energy, and momentum. The fact that they now only hold a narrow majority for only a few more days has changed everything. House Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat for Detroit, seems to be bearing some of the blame. Precisely what he said should have been done is completely up for debate. But if the recent observation of onlookers are to be trusted, and Joe Tate is still trying to lead in these final days, maybe a few, maybe a spattering of a few bills might be added back into the agenda to please certain caucus members. Now, some political pundits gathered down in Lansing to discuss the fact that Tate has lost control of the House Democratic Caucus. Then we asked what the House Republicans hope to gain by walking out over the tip wage credit, the earned sick time issue. Following up on that, we asked how the Republicans gain politically by going to the wall for restoring the tip wage credit. When asked if there's legislation the Democrats are trying to get passed now that might have helped them in the election if they had passed it sooner. Well, the political pundits started answering the first question posed by the panelists put together by MERS News Service in Lansing. Has Speaker Joe Tate completely lost control of the House Democratic Caucus in this lame duck session? Jamie Rowe, Republican founder of Team Rowe, said dysfunction has clearly set in. The biggest problem is a lack of leadership from the governor and a clearly stated agenda. What she should have done, it says, here is a list of things I want on my desk. Taking it away from Joe Tate and taking charge. But the governor hasn't even been in the state. She's been doing news shows. She's been traveling to other conferences, caucuses, even made a foreign trip. Well, it's going to change how the lame duck performs. And since they've been struggling following the loss in the election and the fact that their policy priorities have been soundly rejected by the people of Michigan, now they're not going to be able to fulfill their left-wing dreams, and they will not be able to get it all done, said Jamie Rowe. A couple others had differencing opinions. We'll get to those. Short break. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning